The alarm clock beeps in that time before dawn when the sky is fuzzy gray. You can't languish in your cocoon when you have a boat to catch, so you hit the ground fast. You don thermal undies and layer on the fleece. You shovel down instant oatmeal and pull on rubber boots and the knit cap that makes you look like a turtle. A cold, cranky car speeds you to Vineyard Haven. You slurp coffee, but not too much. You don't want to have to go. You bypass the turn for the ferry terminal and head straight for Owen Park. And there they are on the beach, your seven hardy crewmates, squinting in the sun that just rose over East Chop. They're all set to heave-ho on the wooden rowing gig they call Grace. You're not the only new salt sprinkled among the old salts today. The newbies and old bees seem to be kindred souls, gray of hair, crow-footed of eye, eager and spry, and not counting one man, your women. Grace, for her part, seems an eager gal herself. She's a sturdy-looking tub, much like a lifeboat from the Titanic. She sits in placid waters today. No wintry swells rage down the harbor to rock her world, or yours. The coxswain quickly briefs the newbies on basic rowing commands. Come to oars. Prepare to give way. Hold water. Fall in. Now, did she say come to oars means raise your oars or lower your oars? Oh, well, you figure you'll do whatever you see the others doing. You're given a gangly oar that seems tall as a flagpole. And you're told to sit on the bow side of the boat, which makes no sense because, as everyone knows, the bow is the back of the boat. Or maybe the front. You're told to take seat number 5 because you have oar number 5, but how do they know? You find no number 5 anywhere on your oar. Little do you notice those 5 stars painted on the blade. Old salts and new salts give way together, on command, and Grace glides up the harbor, free as a fish that slips a net. You worried needlessly about your spindly arms. Teamwork makes for light work. You yearn to look about, at the blushing clouds and the wakening harbor and the boathouses along West Chop, but you can't. You're a newbie. You must focus on task. You must not disappoint. But you know already that you'll return to this joy in the morning someday, if they find you worthy, and if you're not aching tomorrow.